Let's dive right into the latest developments in the AMD GPU landscape and the broader ecosystem surrounding it. Today, we have a few exciting topics to cover, from AMD's recent open source initiatives to advancements in the DirectX SDK that could impact future GPU performance. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD has officially open sourced the ROTProf Trace Decoder, a significant move for developers targeting the AMD GPU compute stack. 2. Intel is adapting linear address masking, LAM, in preparation for the upcoming JTAG feature, which aims to enhance memory safety across x86 architectures. 3. Microsoft has introduced Shader Execution Reordering, SCR, in the latest DirectX SDK, promising performance boosts for ray tracing, with Intel's Arc B-series GPUs showcasing impressive gains. Shaft deep dive on news items. Let's start with the ROTProf Trace Decoder. AMD has made a significant step forward by open sourcing this tool, which is instrumental for developers working with the AMD GPU compute stack. The ROTProf Trace Decoder allows developers to convert wave thread trace binary data into a more consumable format. This is particularly useful for performance analysis, as it captures GPU occupancy, instruction runtimes, and other metrics that are crucial for optimization. The motivation behind this move stems from requests from developers, particularly those involved with TinyGrad, who have been advocating for the release of this tool to aid in their development of the AMD GPU backend. By releasing the ROTProf Trace Decoder under the MIT license, AMD not only enhances the transparency of its GPU stack, but also encourages community contributions, fostering a more robust ecosystem. This open source initiative aligns with AMD's broader strategy to support developers and improve the overall performance of applications leveraging AMD GPUs. The availability of this decoder will likely lead to better optimization strategies and more efficient use of AMD's hardware, which is a win for everyone involved. Moving on to Intel's adaptation of linear address masking in preparation for JTAG. JTAG is an exciting development in the x86 architecture, aimed at improving memory safety through new instructions that will help detect memory safety violations. LAM is a feature that allows metadata, like tags, to be stored in the upper bits of 64-bit pointers, which are typically ignored. This can be particularly useful for garbage collectors and memory sanitizers. Intel engineers are currently working on a stable user interface for LAM, aligning it with the upcoming JTAG specifications. The proposed changes include simplifying the LAM interface to better integrate with JTAG, which is anticipated to use 4-bit tags, a standard that aligns with other memory tagging implementations, such as ARM's Memory Tagging Extension, MTE. This focus on memory safety is crucial as software systems become increasingly complex and security vulnerabilities become more prevalent. By enhancing the memory safety features in their processors, Intel is not just making strides in performance, but also addressing critical security concerns that developers face today. Now, let's shift gears to the latest updates from Microsoft regarding the Shader Execution Reordering, SER. With the introduction of SER in the new DirectX SDK, ray tracing performance is set to improve significantly. SER allows the GPU to dynamically categorize reflections and light bounces, which reduces the per-pixel rendering time in complex scenes. This is a game-changer for ray tracing, as it helps mitigate the unpredictability that can cripple performance. The synergy between SER and opacity micromaps, OMMs, is particularly noteworthy. OMMs inform the GPU which parts of a scene are transparent, allowing it to skip unnecessary shader calculations. This means that only the visible pixels are processed, which can lead to substantial frame rate improvements in graphically intensive applications. Microsoft's demo showcased that while NVIDIA GPUs experienced a 40% performance boost with SER, some Intel Arc B-series GPUs achieved an impressive 90% increase in frames per second. This is a clear indication of how SER can optimize rendering processes across different hardware architectures. As developers start to implement these features, we can expect to see significant performance gains in future games and applications, especially those leveraging ray tracing technology. The introduction of Shader Model 6.9, which enables developers to interface with both SER and OMMs, will be pivotal in this transition. Closing thought. In summary, The landscape for AMD and the broader GPU ecosystem is evolving rapidly. From AMD's commitment to open source tools that empower developers to Intel's proactive steps in enhancing memory safety, and Microsoft's innovative approaches to ray tracing, we are witnessing a concerted effort to push the boundaries of what GPUs can achieve. As we look to the future, it will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold and what they mean for GPU performance, security, and the overall experience for developers and end users alike. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the cutting-edge advancements in the world of GPUs.